incredible to behold and to believe that today, wherever you are, on this day, the third day of the novena to the Holy Spirit, which our Lord Jesus commanded the Blessed Mother and the apostles and disciples to say. He told them after the Ascension, on Ascension Thursday, to go back to the cenacle, to the house, which was the house of St. Joseph and St. Mary of Cleophas, the parents of several of the disciples and apostles, but particularly of importance to us, they were the parents of St. John Mark, the evangelist, also beloved friend of St. Paul, who had not yet been called. He was still an enemy of the church. The Holy Spirit, when he came, would do all kinds of marvelous things, and he will do them even today. And that's why it's so very important. So our Lord told them, go back to the cenacle and pray till the Holy Spirit is given. This was the first novena in the church. And you know, Catholics are known for novenas. I remember when I was in the seminary that they would have a joke about a person who was going to confession who was a carpenter. And the priest gave the sinner his absolution and his penance. And his penance was to make a novena for me. And so the person said to the priest, well, Father, if you have the nails and the lumber, I'll make anything for you. That is not what he meant, of course. He had just been converted. And so we see this all the time. So very many people are converted. And many Catholics who have been Catholics all their lives are not really yet converted. The Holy Spirit, is he really burning within you? Is your heart on fire with the love of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Or is it just motions that we go through? No, we must be in love with the whole Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so our Lord tells them, go back to the cenacle and pray, and then he shall be given. Of course, our Lord had to ascend, and he tells them that, in order for him to send the Holy Spirit with the Father, the third person of the Trinity. And of course, we will be meditating on that incredible mystery, which we shall never understand. We can try, and of course we will, of the Holy Trinity. How can any of us understand the Trinity? How can any of us understand the reality of the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist? And everything we do now in the church until the end of time is done by the power of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord has done his part. The second person of the Trinity become man in the womb and with the cooperation of the most holy, immaculate, ever Virgin Mary. Now he goes back. He says, unless I go back, I cannot send you the Paraclete. And of course, we are not praying for the Paraclete. Paracletus Spiritus, Advocatus, who represents us before the rest of the Trinity and before the Father on his throne in heaven. And so we too wish to be filled with him and with everything that he does and everything that he gives to us, so that we too, at the end of our lives, may be able to go back to God, the Trinity in heaven, body and soul at the end of time. What a wonderful gift this is. And so our Lord predicts to them that they would suffer. They would cast you out of the synagogues. Somebody's filled with the Holy Spirit today. We will cast you out of the synagogues. and they will kill you on account of my name. Because they would not know the Holy Spirit. They would not be given that privilege. You and I know the Holy Spirit, not well enough. None of us knows Him well enough. The whole Trinity, our God, our Savior, who should be the love of our lives, the love of our hearts. It is by this love that the Holy Spirit brings to us from the fount of baptism to confirmation, which we shall be giving out next Sunday to those who are ready and prepared. And, of course, through the Holy Eucharist, which we shall also be given for the first time next Sunday to a bunch of children and some adults too. What a wonderful gift. But we need to be in love with Him. This is what made the saints saints. They were not just going around with, you know, like deer in the headlights. What is it? What are we doing? I think one of those light bulbs just went out. So I guess that is deer in the headlights. You never know what's going to happen next. But we need to go around realizing our lives must be centered and must be geared towards going back to God who created us, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, at the end of time, our time. And then at the end of time, our bodies, which will be young and strong and beautiful, no longer old and wretched as they get to be. But we need to gear our lives towards this. And that's the most important thing you can do. And that's why we pray to the Holy Spirit, and through Him, to the Father and the Son. It is by the Holy Spirit that we receive the Eucharist, the Epiclesis, when the priest, with the hands that are consecrated with sacred chrism, puts his hands above the gifts that are about to become the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whom we shall receive, hopefully, in a state of grace at Holy Communion. It is by that same gift of the Holy Spirit that everything is given to us. And perhaps you have not thought about this. I have mentioned this before. And this is just another of a wonderful Catholic trivia that we should know. If you notice, at the Gospel, when we say Dominus Vobiscum, the priest does not spread his hands out. The reason is that usually the Gospel is chanted or read by a deacon. The deacon has not been ordained priest. He has no chrism on his hands. And so the priest is taking the place of the deacon. And thus he does not spread his hands. When I or any other priest, or even the Pope, spreads his hands, we are giving you of the Holy Spirit that we have received in confirmation and in ordination or consecration. So everything happens now until the end of time through the graciousness, the gift, the love of the fire of divine love, the love of the Father for the Son, and of the Son for the Father, who is so perfect that He is a person, the Holy Spirit. Let us beseech Him to come upon us and upon the whole Church in such disastrous times as we are living, that soon a real reform of the Church, of the priesthood, of the sacraments and the Eucharist may take place, and not the destruction that we have seen taking place for the last 60 years. Pray, pray, pray. In nomine Patris et Filii Spiritu Santi. Amen.